Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
But oh my gosh, this one is so good.
Yeah, yeah. She's already almost done with hers.
I know.
And I still have half of my chai left.
Oh my gosh. We're recording this mini-sode still at Solberry.
Mm-hmm. Because it's such a great place. Why? Yeah.
Have you?
I could stay here forever.
When is this? Is it coming out before or after?
After.
After. Okay. So you guys have heard about Solberry. And if you haven't, go back and listen to it because
That's a great episode.
Great.
You learn about an amazing community vibey coffee house.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so good.
It really is. The coffee is freaking delicious as heck.
Their hot cocoa. Little hot cocoa. little hot cocoa.
But Allie and I have to talk about our experience of going to stadium.
We went back 15 years.
Mm-hmm. I think the funniest part of that night for me was I went to the bathroom with John. And when we were coming out, we're just walking out and they had just made an announcement of something. And there's this woman standing up under the scoreboard with a box. And she looks at me, sees me in my freaking Letterman's jacket. And it's like, oh, are you an alum? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, you're first in line. And I'm like, four? And she's like, you're first in line and you didn't even hear the announcement. I was like, that was just perfect timing on my part. Sorry.
I know. They got gifts for all the alumni.
Mm-hmm. It's a little stadium ornament.
It's so cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought it was very sweet. I wasn't expecting it.
I know. I think the funniest part was you going down the stairs.
This is how slow I went down them in high school, okay? Like, I'm horrified of those stairs.
John and I are at the bottom, and we're, like, looking around, like, oh, shoot, where is she? And we look up, and she's still, like, halfway down the stairs, and she's doing the cute little one step, foot back on that step, one step, foot on that step, one step.
Because my biggest fear in that bowl is that I will trip and fall down those stairs.
It is scary. I had to stare at my feet. I looked up once, and I was like, oh my gosh. And I started to like fumble.
Uh-huh.
And so
that's why I do my little baby walking down the steps and I take my time. And then I thought it was hilarious because there were kids behind me who clearly go to stadium now because they were like, wow, all these people not knowing how to go down the stairs. We grew up here. I was like,
I did too 15 years ago. Yeah,
excuse me. If you had my body now.
They will one day. 15 years from
also
then.
Also will be climbing down slow.
They don't understand. Anyways, so we get there. There is like an abundance. Okay, so I went a couple of years ago and there was like two food trucks, right? So that's why I'm expecting. You guys, there were so many.
And they put them in the worst possible spot in the planet.
They did.
They put it right in the freaking walkway for... They know people are going to be parking back that way in the neighborhoods. Why did they put the trucks where we would then have to walk past them?
I know. I don't really understand that because they didn't even put, did they put any in the roundabout area?
They put the two like tents. They put two tents and then the one spot for people to go and buy their tickets or something.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure,
but they didn't even like make clear stanchions for the food trucks. So then the freaking lions were also, as we're trying to walk through this crowd, everyone's like, are you the burger line? Are you the dumpling line?
I'm like, I just want to get to the bowl.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just trying to get out of all of this line.
Yes.
Get into the thing.
Yeah. I'm sure that was a, like, this was a learning year, and they're like, wow, that failed. Let's not do that again.
I really freaking hope.
Because I'm like, I feel like that was major fire hazard, too. Like, I feel like fire trucks would not allow that.
Actually, that's a good point, because what if there was an emergency and people started running?
Yeah. But who knows? But other than that, we got down there, and we're like, assuming that we're going to have awful seats because the bowl is
packed.
Covered. Yes, there are blankets everywhere. But we get down there and we get front row seats. I don't know why no one wanted those seats.
I think they were too worried that it would be like, I don't know. Actually, I don't know. I was going to say that they would be craning their necks, but
we just laid down.
Yeah, exactly. And when we sat up, it wasn't even bad.
Yeah, but it was so much fun watching 10 Things I Hate About You at Stadium.
Found out, I thought John would have watched this at some point in his life.
I know, he's never seen it.
That was mind-blowing. But then he was also very offended because there were a lot of families with little ones there. And like 5 minutes into the movie, John was like, why are there children here?
Yes, this is not a... I am waiting for the day to show my kids this movie because it's just such a fun movie. But... Well, until I have the talk with them, they're not going to see this movie.
Fair point.
Because it's not like, I mean, there's some violent or language. What's
funny too?
Yeah,
I feel like it would also go right over to their head because, like, I watched it when I was probably only a few years older than Riley.
Yeah, except the drawing part.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's a good point. I think we notice more because we're adults, and probably. So we get the jokes.
Probably.
Whereas kids, they're just in it for this. Kind of like Disney movies. You go watch a Disney movie, I'm laughing at all the inappropriate jokes, and the kids are like, this movie was so great because Moana was singing.
Ooh, I know. Well, I'm sure it'll be one day. I showed her clips. I've been like, that's your school one day. She's very excited. She's like, still, she asked now. She's like, will I go to Stadium? I'm like, yeah, girl, because I'm not moving.
We are here for good. Yes. Unless our teachers aren't great.
Yeah.
Then you might want to look into other options.
But yeah, so it was really fun. It was nice being back at almost home. We did not get any pictures at Stadium for some reason.
No, I took a picture of the sky with Stadium. And oh, good. I took a video because I went to the bathroom when I came out. John was sitting there waiting for me. So I took a video on Snapchat and I commented on it and said, where was this guy in high school?
Aww, that's so cute.
He didn't hear what I just said.
He's just staring at you like, what is happening?
He's like, oh, what?
But it was funny. There was a guy behind us that also had not seen the movie, and you could just tell. He's like, what?
He was funnier. Yeah, I kept wanting John to react that way.
I know. I kept looking at him at key parts, and John's just staring at the
screen. I know. I don't think he enjoyed the movie.
Oh, what?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. It was not comfortable.
So John just said, since he was not talking in a microphone and you could not hear, he said that the movie was actually a pretty decent movie. He was just very uncomfortable. Here, John, come. I'm going to ask you some questions about the movie and about Stadium. Hello, Offscript listeners. Are you ready for a fan favorite?
That's your introduction every time. I hope you know.
Because I know you're such a fan favorite.
Hello.
What was it like being at my high school?
It felt like a castle.
Have you been there before?
I've done a job for work nearby, across the street before.
You know the apartments that are literally like from the front of the school?
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking up towards where Tully's used to be, the ones on the left-hand side.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
With the weird pointy.
Yep.
Yep, that's him.
Okay.
That's not me. That's what I did at Joshua. I'm not a building. I'm not a weird pointy apartment building.
I knew you were
going to
say that. I should go take a picture of those apartment buildings and then post it.
This is John.
Where was this guy in high school?
You can just AI my face onto it or something.
Yes.
Or like AI the building onto my face and it has my body. I don't know.
That would be weird. What was it like being in the Stadium Bowl while watching Heath Ledger dance in the Stadium Bowl?
It was pretty cool. Yeah. It was pretty cool.
Like to know that they had film crews right there and all these famous people like Joseph Gordon-Levitt was there and all of them. Julia Stiles.
Yeah, no, that's really cool to think about. I don't particularly think that brings... I mean, it is definitely part of the point of doing it there. And that is exciting in its own way. But for me, I think that that's cool, but I don't... I wouldn't, like, say that it's amazing for me to, like, think about it like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
So this is the guy who literally, the first scene where they were in the stadium bowl, John goes, look, they were sitting over there.
Yeah, no, it's cool in the moment. It's hard to describe. You can probably cut this whole thing.
No, I'm keeping it all in.
Well, I'm like downing your vibe.
No. You're giving an honest opinion.
Did you really forget that Heath Ledger had died?
No, I knew that. Oh. Yeah, he died like after Batman or something.
Then why did you really go? John's watching the movie and Joseph Gordon-Levitt's on the screen and he's like, oh, he's done so much since this. It's so cool. And then he's like, what about her? Referring to Julia Stiles. And I was like, she's actually done a lot. Like, I named off things he's seen her in. And then he was like, whatever happened to Heath Ledger?
I was messing with you.
Big mess.
Small mess.
Oh my gosh. Okay, you guys, we were in the car yesterday, and these two, I swear, like, they just back and forth. What did you guys say?
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah?
Oh my gosh. For like 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Yeah?
We weren't even in the same car. They were on the phone together. It was like a high school relationship, and I'm just sitting there awkwardly, like, okay.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh?
Oh, no.
Hey?
Oh.
No.
All of our listeners just turned off.
Gone.
Girl.
It's not a good book. I don't suggest.
Oh, I love that book so much.
It's a movie.
It is. We've already covered it. Mm-hmm. That was one of our earlier episodes.
Season 1.
Was it season 1? I thought it was season 2. Nope. Oh, shoot.
Pretty positive it was season 1.
I know. So I'm going to tease something for everyone.
Okay.
Like number one fan since the beginning, Alan is going to be on the podcast in season 8. Mm-hmm. And when I told him, I was like, okay, so we've already basically finished season 7. We're working on season 8. That's when we'll get you in. He responded and went, wow, that's kind of crazy that you guys are already on season 8. I was like, a little bit.
It seems longer too, because we do the double, like 2 seasons a year type of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of shows mm-hmm. do one, but still, that means 4 years.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I...
4 years is not a long time.
It is a long time.
When you're podcasting.
Maybe years. When you're like... high school age, it's a long time.
It's a whole high school career.
It is.
Yeah, but, you know, proportionately as you age, 4 years becomes less and less of a long time.
I heard this thing mm-hmm. that I've always heard it as fractions. But
I like that that's the sentence that he chooses to be like, I'm done and walks away. Sorry, continue.
I've always heard it as fractions as to why it feels like quicker in your life. But then... Riley's teacher told me that he's heard it as books and pages. So I think that adapts more to mm-hmm, our podcast. Mm-hmm. So when you're one, you have one page to like your yeah. book is small, mm-hmm. but it's the whole book. Mm-hmm. So when you're 30, you have 30 pages.
Yeah.
And as you grow, the words get smaller and smaller, so like mm-hmm. you just
more gets into it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's just so cool. And mm-hmm. that's why, but that's also why like one page of this 30 page book is almost goes faster than one page of your 1 year old book, because that's the whole book versus mm-hmm. just mm-hmm. it was just an interesting thought.
Mm-hmm. I know I listened to a TED talk that was essentially saying that exact same thing where yeah. like when you're young, time feels like it's forever because that's all you know.
Yeah.
And then as you get older, you fill your life with more and more to do. Mm-hmm. And then you think back on the days when you just were like, ooh, I got nothing to do.
So jealous of those days.
I know. Should have enjoyed them more.
I know. Seriously.
Shoot. I had a thought. What were we talking about before?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, no. No. I was talking about our podcast, about how long we've been doing it.
Oh.
Shoot, because I had a thought that was like on the tip of my tongue that I wanted to say. I just think it blows my mind that we're on season 8.
I know.
I think it doesn't feel like it.
It's pretty cool. We're almost season 8.
I mean, me and Allie are reading the season 8 books already.
So proud of us, finally. I know. Jeez Louise.
Took us 4 years. 8 seasons.
We finally figured it out.
What's funny is the other day I was going through, because it helps me when I highlight when we've, like, I know you finished the book and movie so that I can see, like, okay, I need to go and finish that one to record.
So you highlight when we've done, finished both of it?
Yes.
Oh, then I need to go and highlight some of the things you've highlighted.
Oh, sorry. I was just assuming conversations. I wasn't sure.
I finished the book.
Oh, okay. But not the movie.
My movie watching has slowed.
Yeah. Yeah. No. But I was looking at our season 8 books and I was highlighting the ones that you and I have talked about and I assumed you had watched and read. No. And I got to the last part of season 8 to one of the books that we've got. And I was like, I already have that from the library. That's like way far away. I shouldn't have that already. And then I was like, no, you're reading this season already. Like, you have the books you're supposed to be reading. I was like, well, that's kind of crazy. All right. Well. Oh, John has something he wants to say.
Okay. I was just thinking, you know what we could do? We could do a mini-sode of comparing first book of Dungeon Crawler Carl to, hold on, the web comic, the webtoon. Wouldn't that be fun? And then that would make Allie have to read it now.
That would.
Let's do it, Allie. Add it to your read.
You gotta take away one of the fits next season. That can't be mini-sode.
It's okay. Book one is actually really short, and if you listen to the audiobook, it's pretty good, and it's short. Yeah, it's the shortest book of all of them. Actually, no, that's not true. Book two is slightly even shorter than that, but
it's because that one sucked.
No, it didn't. It didn't suck. There's no
book two is my least favorite of the series.
Yes, least favorite doesn't mean suck.
Yes.
Like, it can still, like, if you rated it out of 10, it would still be, like, what?
I'd give it a 3.
Oh, my God. She's absolute batshit. It is at least a 7. Batshit comment, not batshit whole body person.
Oh, no. We're going to have to leave soon. There's going to be a fight that breaks out.
I'm about to kill him. I'll show you batshit.
Becca and David's bat.
Is that its name? That should be its name.
That'd be hilarious. All right. Well, that was our stadium night. That was super fun. And we gave you a nice little sneak peek.
Season 8.
Mm-hmm. But don't forget to come stop by Soulberry.
We'll remind you again, if you take a picture of you with a drink in front of their sign, we will send you merch.
Mm-hmm. We will. We've got some nice tote bags.
Yep. Support nice local.
Bookmarks. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Be sure to show them some love.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening.
Yep.
If you like this episode,
share it.
Like it.
Subscribe.
Yeah. Find us on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Follow us there.
Yep. Go find Soulberry as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We'll link to them in our show notes.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you should go check out our website.
Oh, yeah. Offscript253.wixsite.com/offscript.
Ooh. Allie didn't screw up.
And I'm doing it without reading
it. I know. That's impressive, actually.
I know.
I forgot you can't do that normally.
I know. I usually read it every time. You guys, I've memorized it. You should memorize it now.
Mm-hmm. Go visit. Go sign up.
Let's see if you can do it.
Now I'm on the spot. No, I know it's offscript253.wixsite.com/offscript.
What? We got this. Yeah. We're awesome.
Yeah. With our Wix site.
You know what, though?
Hmm.
On there, you can donate.
Yes, you can.
Now we're doing ads.
Yes, we are.
And all of that money goes to better our podcast, mm-hmm. which could get us our own actual domain.
Yes, it could.
And
actually, it could.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we're working on getting new podcast equipment. Equipment? What the heck?
Yeah, what the hell?
I was trying to be fancy and I forgot letters.
Equipment?
Equipment. That's going to be our new telepathy.
It is going to be telepathy.
But something we're working on is we get in a little plug for when we go interview people. We have, everybody has a
third mic. Because mm-hmm. Allie and I are always sharing a mic and that's so hard.
At like, especially like Nerd Party when there's so much noise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I always have to end up boosting either me or Allie in the editing process. So
100%.
If you want to help us out.
Yep. Whatever.
Go donate.
Is donated or mm-hmm. sponsor money goes back to the pod.
Also, if you're like, what am I getting with my money apart from helping you? We also have exclusive content that you can mm-hmm. pay for.
Yep.
And get. And so essentially what that is I don't edit the episodes, which to you, you're probably like, wow, that just sounds like you're not doing as much work. But no, you get some good quality content in there.
Some embarrassing quality content.
Some embarrassing quality content. Some podcast brainstorming for how we can better the podcast uh-huh. content.
Some behind the scenes stuff that mm-hmm. you would not hear normally.
Exactly.
And then if you want to have your company sponsored.
Yeah.
We will write up an ad for you mm-hmm. and we'll shout it out to all our peeps. Mm-hmm.
Post on social medias. Mm-hmm. Get the word out about you.
Yep. Yep. Sounds fun. Mm-hmm. Do it.
We want to help you yes. while you're helping us.
Yes. Help us help you.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you for listening.
Yep.
And see you on Monday.
Yeah.
For some episode.
I don't know.
I think this is coming out in spooky season, so it's going to be a good one. Actually, I don't think Allie liked the spooky season.
I liked half of it.
Find
no,
out
which I half. Liked over half of it.
All right.
Okie dokie. We'll see you guys.
Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madame Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.